Altadena residents rallied to protest State Farm's recent insurance rate increases and their reluctance to pay for fire damage after the deadly Eaton fire earlier this year. Community and grassroots organizations, together with fire survivors, told of problems State Farm policyholders have had with the insurance company. Doug Quinn, director of the American Policyholder Association, says policyholders have kept their part of the agreement with insurers.
These are not people who are irresponsible, who shirk responsibility. They did the right thing. They bought insurance. They paid premiums with hard-earned dollars that sometimes it was struggle to afford, but they made sure they made those payments. And what people go through, when they put a safety net in place and that safety net fails them because of corporate profits, is devastating. So we are here to make sure that the insurance industry knows that we are going to fight.
Quinn says the problems with State Farm are part of a larger pattern with health insurance companies across the country.
It is no different than what we hear all over the country. It is not unique what is happening here. It's happening all over America, and it can only happen because the regulatory and law enforcement officials who are supposed to be defending us are not doing so to the best of their ability. We want to just take a minute to push the insurance industry to make sure that when they took our premiums and made a commitment, to actually stand up and honor that commitment.
A representative from the local group Beautiful Altadena says all insurers are responsible for these problems, and she is frustrated with the situation getting worse.
I will speak to State Farm while also making very clear that my comments frankly apply to every insurer, because at this point, the problem is every insurer.
That's right.
I never imagined that I would be here, that any of us would have to be here. I certainly didn't imagine that after I did this dog and pony show at another press conference on April 19th, that not only would nothing have moved, but would the situation be so much worse that we are here doing this again.
She says Altadena residents need to stay energetic because insurers are trying to wear them down.
We all have to keep this energy. They are counting on wearing us down. They are counting on fatiguing us, on draining us of funds, of draining us of energy, and they don't know Altadena.
Insurance rate increases are happening after President Trump signed the recent Big Beautiful Bill passed by Congress, which put more pressure on the healthcare industry by cutting people's insurance through Medicaid. Fewer people insured means a potential increase in unpaid hospital bills, causing private insurers to raise rates to cover predicted losses. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.